This is The Pulse, stories about the people and places at the heart of health and science. I'm Mike and Scott. This story is from our episode about medical mistakes. You can find us wherever you get your podcasts. A lot of factors can contribute to medical mistakes. Poor communication, too much going on all at the same time, but also exhaustion, stress, and anxiety. Feeling anxious and stressed out in a work environment where mistakes not only have major potential consequences, they are also frowned upon, can create even more pressure. Some healthcare providers are trying to offer some relief. Grant Hill has more.
Pediatrician Joe Sherman was working at an academic health center years into his career when he realized that juggling the demands of teaching, doing administrative work, and taking care of patients was becoming totally overwhelming. He could not keep up.
In my experience, the more that I tried to make up for deficiencies within the system I was working, I became more and more anxious. And the more anxious I became, the more disconnected I became, the more dissociated I became a bit. And that becomes very distracting. You may not be able to focus that well on the matter at hand, what's happening in front of you, whether that's the patient in front of you, whether that's driving down the street. I can tell you, at the peak of my anxiety that I was experiencing, I had fender benders. I would be driving down the street and my mind would be in three different places worrying about things, and I just wasn't paying attention.
Beyond the fender benders, Joe was worried about the impact of his anxiety on his performance as a physician, on his patients.
It's just overwhelming. It's just too much. And so that can lead to mistakes. And it's bidirectional. If you happen to have made a mistake, and it's whether you've made a mistake or you've been accused of having a medical error, that in and of itself causes tremendous anxiety, again, because we are brought up in a culture where mistakes are unacceptable.
Psychiatrist Mona Massoud says this is a message that is internalized by a lot of physicians.
We've kind of drank the Kool-Aid ourselves, that we cannot make mistakes and we cannot be human, that it does make you a bad physician, but worse, it makes you a bad person. That's what really is behind all of this stigma.
So doctors often keep quiet and refrain from talking freely about their anxieties and worries. Seems like a wise move in a profession where seeking treatment for mental health issues can create a stain on your resume. But then the pandemic started. Hospitals swelled over capacity. Physicians worked tirelessly. Even in between shifts, many didn't stop. Doctors took to private social media groups to discuss COVID-19 more informally, which treatments seemed to be working and which were not. Mona had joined some of those forums, and given her training, she picked up on a dark undercurrent beneath all the clinical talk.
What I saw was that physicians were struggling with their own anxieties about their mortality, worried about making mistakes and not being able to help people or, God forbid, harming their patients.
Mona thought she had to do something. She felt like those providers needed an outlet for their stress and anxiety, a safe place to share, to vent. So she posted in one of those groups asking if other psychiatrists wanted to join her in building that space.
And the response was kind of remarkable.
Within 1 week, 200 psychiatrists responded. And together, they launched the Physician Support Line, a 24/7 free peer-to-peer service that allows physicians to call in and talk about whatever they want. Anything from their own mental health to mistakes.
Physicians listening to physicians anonymously, unapologetically, without fear of being reported.
Mona wasn't the only person who saw signs of crisis among healthcare providers during the early days of the pandemic.
Not having enough PPE, not having enough oxygenation systems, right? When they know that that's what their patients need, but they can't provide it. That's moral distress.
Amy King is a psychologist who specializes in pediatrics and trauma. Amy helps facilitate anonymous drop-in Zoom sessions for Physicians Anonymous, another organization started in the wake of the pandemic, working to reduce the alarming rise in burnout, moral injury, and even suicide among physicians. She says one issue that comes up frequently is the veil of silence that so many physicians live under after mistakes happen.
If you can imagine making some kind of a mistake that is dire or hurts or harms your patient somehow, and that your ethical heart would like to take responsibility for that, and yet you're being told by all of your liability and HR and litigation teams that you can't admit fault, that's distressing to our nervous system. It feels out of alignment with what we want to be able to do as human beings.
Pediatrician Joe Sherman, who started getting into fender benders at the height of his own burnout, also works with Physicians Anonymous, co-facilitating sessions with Amy. And his hunch about the impact of physicians being squeezed, how juggling too many tasks affects patient care, has been backed up. In 2018, researchers at Stanford found that doctors who self-reported having made a mistake were more than twice as likely to also report struggling with burnout. Joe has since reduced his hours as a pediatrician to part-time and started coaching other physicians, in addition to facilitating those sessions with Physicians Anonymous.
It's an opportunity for physicians who are struggling with burnout, with mental illness, mental distress, to show up in a group and share and heal.
Amy King says doctors are typically incentivized to stay quiet about their mental health struggles and concerns about their performance. Many state medical boards and health organizations still require doctors to reveal private information about their mental health, despite official recommendations from oversight agencies against doing so.
There's an inherent system that's set up that says, don't suffer. And certainly if you suffer, don't reach out for help. And that's pretty dangerous.
For now, Amy says grassroots efforts like Physicians Anonymous are providing doctors a lifeline and protecting patients too.
The research is really clear. When we provide space for physicians to reflect on what's gone well, what's gone right, what's gone wrong, to have those ability to debrief without condensation, without shame, without judgment, they feel more capable, more competent, more confident.
That story was reported by Grant Hill.